A popular Outcast production.
Hello, and welcome to What the Hell with Nathan Perel. This is going to be a solo episode. Yep, that's right, the first solo episode, just me. Couldn't really nail down anybody to sit down with me for a while, but that's okay, it's been a busy week. My friend James came in from Washington, so I've had a lot of people at my house coming to hang out with him and stuff, and it's just been a tiring week, because I'm pretty introverted, and I get worn out pretty fast with all the people around. But so I ditched him with some of my other friends so he can go swimming. And I came to relax and talk to you guys. So I'll do a little song to open it up. So let's What the Hell with Nathan Perel. It's only named that 'cause it rhymes. So welcome to What the Hell with Nathan Perel. I'm your host, Nathan Perel. What a surprise. So what am I watching this week? Well, what am I watching this week? I guess nothing. I haven't watched anything. What was I watching? Having a complete brain meltdown right now. I started watching Firefly. Started watching Firefly because I've heard a lot about that. So it's like, well, it's only 14 episodes, so I'll check it out. And I think I'm like 8 episodes in or something like that, but it's really good. It's really good. I'm kind of sad knowing that it ends at the end of that. But, you know, I'll just join the rest of the community of, you know, everybody else because I'm the last person to see this. But I really enjoyed it. It was, it's a really good show. I just like Nathan Fillion in general. For one, because he's named Nathan, and I'm named Nathan. And for two, I love Cactoid Jim on Thrilling Adventure Hour. So, you know, that's a really cool character that he plays. And I liked him in Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog. He played a good role on that. So, I don't know, I just like Nathan Fillion, which I think is probably one of the main reasons that I liked the show or checked it out in the first place, at least. So, that's that. What I'm playing when I poop? I've been playing Peggle. I played Peggle years ago, like when they first put it out there. My friend gave me a cracked version of it, and I had it on my computer for a long time, but then that computer died. And then when I got my iPhone, I bought the app on the App Store and play it every now and again. But the past week and a half or so, I've been playing Peggle. I've been doing the challenges because I finished like the story mode a while ago, so I have all of the characters. But that is a really fun game. If you've never played Peggle, you need to. It's basically like you have a bunch of pegs, and some of them are orange and some of them are blue, and then you'll have two green ones which activate your character's powers, and the orange ones, you have to get all of the orange ones to win, and purple ones give you bonus points. There's only one of those per shot, and it's really fun. The writing's really fun, and all the characters have some really cool abilities that make it exciting. I like the Zen Owl because he makes your shots like way better, and then I like the Jack-O-Lantern because it makes your ball, once it goes down the bottom, it falls back from the top, so it goes another again. It's like getting another free ball. It only sucks though, because like if you get it trapped on the side and it falls right on the side and it just falls straight back down the side and you get nothing on that one, especially if it doesn't land in the free ball hole, because there's like a moving bowl at the bottom of the screen, and if you get your ball into it, then you get a free ball. So, I mean, that's, like, the main thing. But, like, the challenge mode that I've been playing currently are, like, they have extra orange pegs, so it's harder because you have the same amount of balls, but you have to get more orange pegs. It's pretty tough. Pretty tough. But if you have never played Peggle, you should really check that one out. Because it's a fun game. Ba-do-do-do-do. What do you guys want to talk about today? Talk about when I turned 21. It's been a month now, I guess. Almost a month, 3 weeks since I turned 21. It was fun. I mean, not much has changed. I have a few more freedoms, but you know, it's nice knowing that I don't really have any restrictions anymore. I can go like literally wherever I want, so I'm not left out of my friend group when they go to bars or whatever. Even though I'm not a big drinker. I'll drink beers or something if my friends are drinking beers. The other night I just felt like having a beer, so I went up to the store and got beers and drank with my mom, and we watched a show called North America. I guess it's just like a mini series on Discovery or something, and it talks a bunch of stuff about North America. And I was watching the one we were watching. They're talking about these sharks in Florida, that thousands of sharks, I don't remember what kind of sharks, but they're like smaller sharks, just thousands of them migrating up the coast, like literally like 100 yards out from the beach. Like, it was insane. It showed a top view, it showed people playing in the water, and then right out there was thousands of sharks. And then hammerhead sharks, because they're like five times the size of these little sharks, just come in, and these sharks, there's thousands of them. They could easily take the hammerhead, but like instincts take over, and they run from the hammerhead, and it just comes in and just destroys these little sharks. It was pretty intense. That show's really cool. If you can look that up, that's an interesting watch. I like watching those like nature documentary kind of shows. It's fun, you know. You don't really have to think too much, but you always learn something. So you're like, oh, really? That's interesting. Because there's a lot of things I didn't know about animals and stuff. But like, this one's kind of fun because it gets real exciting about it. Like, there was a little bit of a narrative to it. Like, they showed this squirrel, and it's like, oh, this squirrel's busy picking up some nuts for the forest, but then, uh-oh, there's this other squirrel, and he's going to steal this girl's nuts. And then they got into a fight. And it's like, what? That's crazy. But, you know, how do they film all those animals? Do they just sit out there with cameras until animals go in front of them? I mean, come on, they've got some good shots of animals just doing their thing. How long were they out there until they got those shots? They were recording a hummingbird that comes in, fights off another type of hummingbird, and then a female hummingbird comes up and mates with it. I mean, what are the chances that you're sitting there for when that happens? I'd like to talk to somebody who films nature shows, because that must be, while an interesting job, probably really boring, just sitting out there in nature. And I mean, it would be okay if you could just sit out there and like look at things and enjoy, but you've got to be, you know, focused on your camera to make sure you get the right thing, got to be looking at the right spot. I don't know, that's probably a tough job to do, especially like when they're out in like the deserts or something, someplace that was really hot. That would suck. That would be terrible. I mean, I live in a desert, but I don't sit outside searching for animals for all day. Anyway, turning 21, I don't really drink that much. I drink some, like if my friends are, usually when I go over to Chris's house, he'll pour like, everyone will have like a Jack and Coke or something, and I'll drink a little bit of that, but it's just not really my thing, not really my thing. But for my birthday, we did go out to we went down to Fremont Street, which is the downtown area of the Strip. For those of you who don't know Vegas really well, there's the Strip that everyone knows. It has, you know, the Stratosphere, the Luxor, Excalibur, MGM, all those big ones, and then a little bit past, farther down from the Strip is downtown, which is all of the old casinos, like the Golden Nugget and the Four Queens, and you know, the one that has the cowboy that like lifts his hat or whatever. Although I think they took that sign down, but that's where that one was. And so the Fremont, that's Fremont Street, and then they have Fremont Experience, which is this huge screen that goes all the way down the street, and it's just a bunch of lights, and they play like shows on them. Like they have little like 6, 7 minute shows that they play over them. There's like an alien one where you get abducted and you watch a battle, and we send up like crazy space planes to fight off the aliens and stuff. And there's they have one that are dedicated to certain bands. And I don't know, it's a really cool experience. If you're ever down in Vegas, you should go check out Fremont. It's really fun. But so we went down there, and my parents gave me $100, and they taught me how to play Let It Ride, which is a fun game because you place. It's like it's poker, except you get two cards. Two cards? You get. Yeah, you get two cards. And then, I am losing my train of thought right now. You get two cards, and then the dealer deals out three cards. So you play off of your two cards, and everyone else plays off the three cards. But with each card that they put out, you can take back a bet if it doesn't look good. So you place out fifth. It's like the game we were playing, it was $5 minimum. So you place out $15, but if you don't like the card you're dealt, then you take back one bet. So now you only have 10 on there. And then if you don't like the second hand, like if you don't like the first card that comes up, then you take that back. And then so if you just have a bad hand and you take your bets back, then you only wind up losing $5. So it lasts a pretty good time. So we played that for like an hour, and I was down 20. I was down $20. But I mean, that was pretty good for playing for an hour. And then so Chris, Aubrey, and Jeff were with me. So we went off, and I put $20 in a slot machine, like a dollar slot machine, and I lost that quick, like 2 minutes, $20 was gone. I was a little bummed about that. Then we went and checked out this bar called The Griffin, which it was a pretty cool place, a nice environment. It was kind of reminded me, it was like underground kind of a look, but it wasn't underground, but it's called The Griffin. It's kind of a hipster joint, so but it was pretty cool. Sat in there, we all had a beer. It was nice. You know, I can see myself going to a bar like that and just hanging out for a while. I like that experience. I'll drink a beer or whatever, but I don't really feel like going out just to drink. That's not really my thing. But so we did that, and then we went back to one of the casinos, and I sat down to play blackjack, and I put down 40. And the guys that were at the table were just super chill guys. Like, they were teaching me how to play, they were telling me what to do, and they were giving me all the rules. Like, if they have less than a 16, they have to hit, and always assume that the face down card is a 10. So if you have less than what they're showing, you should hit. If you have more than it, then you should be okay. And I don't know, they're telling me if you're dealt an 11, always double down. I don't know, it was really fun to play with them. And so I wound up walking away with $100 from that table, which put me $20 up for the night. So that was really cool. So that was my birthday. You know, it was just real, no parties or anything. It was just real cool. It was a nice way to turn 21. You know, everyone was like, "Oh, you gotta go get drunk and, you know, just drink until you don't remember." And it's like, why would I want to do that? That doesn't seem fun to go out and just get sick or get so drunk that I don't remember what I did. That doesn't seem fun to me. I mean, I don't know. I like to be in control of myself, which is probably why I don't like do drugs or anything like that, because I don't like being out of my own control. It's not comfortable to be in a situation that I can't control at least most of the variables. I mean, I obviously can't control all of the variables all the time or ever, but I like to have control of the most amount of variables that I can. But, so that's why I don't really like to drink, because I mean, I was drunk one time and it was fun. I had fun with everybody, but then I got sick in the morning because we drank a bunch, and then I smoked cigars, which wasn't a good combination apparently. But I don't know. It's not really an experience that I really want to go through again. But yeah, so that's turning 21. Nothing really has changed. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. People who are like, "Oh, I can't wait to be 21 because then I could do everything." It's not. It really isn't that big of a deal. So just don't. I mean, don't rush into it. Don't go into it and just ruin everything. Don't get arrested. That would suck. Don't be drinking so much that you go out and do some illegal activities. That sucks. I'm thirsty. I'm gonna take a drink. Hold on. We went to Firehouse Subs today for lunch after church. That place is really good. I don't know if it's everywhere, but it's like, I mean, it's kind of like a Subway or like a Porto Subs or whatever. It's a sandwich place, but it's so delicious. So delicious. And they got one of those Coke machines where it's just a singular machine. It's a singular fountain machine. And it's got like every flavor of Coke, and then you select that, and then you could add things into it. So I got vanilla root beer, because what other direction are you gonna go? I mean, come on, vanilla root beer. That is the bomb diggiest bomb drink that there is ever. Man, it's delicious. I mean, this gag that I'm doing right now doesn't really work because this is audio, but I was moving my mouth all weird and like I was dumbfounded about how people may not think that vanilla root beer is really good, but it's delicious. It's delicious. So, something that you don't know about me, but da 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 da. Let's see, I got a couple things here. Let's talk about the earwig story. Okay, so the earwig story takes place when I lived in Arizona. I was born in California. When I was 8, we moved to Arizona. We were there for 2 years. So I'm 9 or 10 during this situation. It was over summer, so I think I'd be 9 then for this situation. So it was summer break, so I stayed up late. I think I was. My sister was reading the Harry Potter books at this time, so she would read the Harry Potter books, and then she would tell me about what was going on. So that's probably what was happening. I was hanging out in her room, she was telling me about the Harry Potter books, and then I fell asleep on the floor. So I'm sleeping on the floor, and like 4 o'clock in the morning, I wake up with just the most painful thing in my ear, my left ear, just absolutely terrible pain. Like it was a sound like I just heard that, like it felt like it was like blasting out of speakers full volume into my ear, and it hurt like crazy. So I'm screaming because I'm 9 years old. When something weird like that happens to you're gonna scream. So I'm screaming and I run into my parents' room and I'm like, I don't know what's happening. And it's not a constant thing. It like goes for a couple seconds and then it stops. And then a little bit later it goes again. So they're trying to figure out what is going on with my child. And that was probably the most painful thing I've ever gone through. I mean, granted, I haven't really gotten that hurt in my lifetime. I've never broken any bones. I've sprained my ankle and my wrist a couple times, but I've never broken anything. Never really been like cut open or anything anywhere. I got a nasty cut on my finger one time because it was super windy, and me and a couple of my buddies thought, hey, wouldn't it be a good idea to try and fly a kite right now? No, it was a terrible idea. I almost lost my finger, but luckily it rope burned like a mill, two, maybe 2 millimeters into my index finger. There was a gash there for a while until the skin grew back. It was pretty crazy. Anyway, so I'm screaming. My parents are calling the hospital because, they got to figure out what are we supposed to do. So they're saying, maybe it might be swimmer's ear or something. But I don't think I'd gone swimming anytime soon. We had a pool, but I don't think I had gone swimming around that time. But they're like, well, just go out, run to a CVS or whatever, and go pick up this swimmer ear medicine. So they do that, and they come back, and I'm screaming because it's terrible. And so my dad tells me, lay on my side, and he pours the swimmer's ear or whatever into my ear. And it's a liquid, so as the liquid fills my ear, out comes, floats up this like inch long earwig. I don't know if everyone calls them earwigs, but they're like the pincer bugs. They're long and skinny. They got a bunch of legs on the ends of them. They have little pincers. Well, so this thing comes out, and my dad gets it out. So I'm like, what the heck? Well, let me tell you, I never slept on Shaylee's floor again. I'll tell you that right now. But so we go to the doctor's like the next day, or whenever we were able to get into the doctor's, and they look at it, and they're like, yeah, it burrowed all the way to my eardrum. So it's burrowing through my ear canal. Okay, that's what all like the pain was, because I was hearing it eat away at my ear canal, and it got to my eardrum and bit my eardrum twice, but I was lucky enough that it didn't pierce my eardrum, so I didn't lose any hearing. Sometimes I think, oh, my hearing's not too good in that ear, but that's probably just nonsense. But I didn't lose any hearing, which was great. It would have been terrible to lose my hearing in my left ear because of a stupid bug. I mean, come on. So yeah, terrifying experience for a 9-year-old. That's why I don't like bugs. I don't like bugs. I mean, who likes bugs? But I don't know. I'm a little bit more afraid of bugs than some people, I guess. I'm not terrified of them. I could be around them, but I don't like to. I'm afraid of cockroaches. I'll jump if a cockroach runs by me, I will jump. I hate cockroaches. They're terrible, and we have a lot of them out here, but they call them water bugs out here. But I call them cockroaches because I don't understand that. Also, spiders. Oh man, spiders give me the creepily deepilies. That's for sure. Whew, man. Hate spiders. Okay, next segment. Ba-da-ba-boo-ba-ba-dee-ba-ba-doo, things I like. Let's see, what do I got on things I like? I can list a couple. I like swords. Currently on my wall, I have a broadsword, which I ordered online, and I have a pretty sick looking axe. I'll probably take a picture of it and put it with it. But a pretty sick looking axe that I got from the Ren Faire this year. I kind of made it a thing that every year when I go to the Ren Faire, I buy a sword. Well, my very first sword was an is it's an English longsword. I got it from my friend Brett years ago, and that's when I was like, "Sweet, swords are cool." Well, I mean, I loved swords because I love fantasy and stuff like that, but that's when I was like, "I want more swords." So then I brought the broadsword that I have on my wall now, and then I went to the Ren Faire for the first time, and I bought this cool. I bought this really cool katana. It was like a. It's kind of an ornate dragon katana, and it's really cool. But it fell off the wall last year, and the like the porcelain or whatever it's made of on the hilt kind of broke off, so that's why it's not hanging up right now. But then the next year, I bought another katana type thing with like the hand guard is like a dragon. It's pretty cool, but it's too heavy to hang up, so it's just in my closet. And then this past year, I bought this wicked axe, which is really cool. I love that axe. I'll take a picture of it and you'll see it. But it's pretty sharp. I'm worried that someone's going to hurt themselves on it. But that's why I don't hang it anywhere near where I sit or sleep. Because that would suck if I just died one night because my axe fell off my wall. That wouldn't be a cool story. I want to die in a cool way, not because my axe fell off my wall. That's lame. I also like dogs. I have two dogs right now. Both of them are Dachshunds. Well, one of them is technically my sister's dog, and then the other one is the family dog. He is the oldest. He is 10 years old. 10 years old. He's a Dachshund. Long-haired, normal-sized. When we bought him, the people told us that he was a miniature, but then he kept growing, and he is no miniature. But my sister's dog, Clover, oh yeah, the first one's name is Razor, and then my sister's dog's name is Clover. She's a short-haired miniature Dachshund, and I have this running gag that I don't like her, but I love that dog. She likes to just if I have my door open and I don't have the baby gate up, because I don't like them in my room sometimes, but so I have a baby gate. But if I don't have the baby gate up, she'll run in and she'll just go straight under my covers on my bed, and she'll just hide there. Sometimes I don't know she's there. I almost squished her the other day because I jumped on my bed. I thought she was in the living room, but she was in my covers, and I almost squished her. But I love that dog. I love both my dogs. But Clover has seizures a lot, which is kind of terrifying. But she's also a small dog, so sometimes she's just shaking because she's cold. And then I'm like, oh no, is she having a seizure? But then she's okay. But I was home one time when she had a seizure. It was a pretty mild one, granted, but it was still kind of scary. I put her on the ground and I just laid down with her and pet her to try and calm her down so that she didn't get too scary. But I guess sometimes she'll like throw up or she'll, like she loses control of her back legs, and then so sometimes she'll wet herself or something like that. But I guess lately she's been getting pretty good, and she knows that if it's coming on, she'll go outside so that if she loses control of her bowels or whatever, it's outside and not just on the floor. But before we got Clover, let's go back, because it's going to be confusing if I just go the reverse order. But so the first dog that the family owned when I was alive was an Irish Setter, which are my favorite types of dogs. When I move out and have a house or whatever, that's what kind of dog I'm going to get, is an Irish Setter. They're beautiful dogs. Beautiful dogs. I like red-haired women and I like red-haired dogs. His name was Shane. And I was probably like 5 or 6, I guess, maybe, when our neighbors, not the best of people, but I guess they threw a ball over our fence, so they jumped our wall to get the ball. It rhymed. But then they opened our fence to leave, and they left it open, so our Shane got out and ran away. So that's how we lost Shane, but I don't really have many memories of him, but I really want an Irish Setter because those are beautiful dogs. But then next, our close family friends, their cousins were moving to Utah, and they couldn't bring all of their dogs, so we took one of their dogs, which was a, I think it was a chow mixed with something else. I want to say a golden retriever, but I'm not positive. I want to say it was a chow retriever mix, but fluffy, just a puffball. And it was a big dog, just overflowing with hair. It was a girl dog, but the family that had it before us named it Buster, which I was like, that's a weird name, but I loved Buster. Buster was really cool. She was nice, but she was kind of a jumpy dog. The first 4th of July that we had her, she was freaking out, and she hated thunderstorms, which we didn't get too many when we were in California, but still, I mean, she was terrified of them. So then we moved to Arizona, and we took Buster on with us, and the first day that we were in our new house, she ran into the backyard, and I guess she doesn't know what a pool is, because she ran straight into the pool. It was pretty funny. And that sucks. It really kind of sucked for Buster because she was an outside dog. And where we lived in Arizona, we were in Gilbert, Arizona. And we would just get these dust storms. Like, you would just look out over the, you know, at the mountains or whatever, and then just a wall of dust would just be coming down at you. And if you were in the pool, depending on the size of the dust storm, you might be able to just dive under the water and just kind of wait it out, maybe hide under like a floaty or something. Or you would have to go inside, because, I mean, I had asthma at the time, so dust storms, not too good for me. But poor Buster probably just got, I think she had a little, like, dog igloo thing or whatever to hide in, but she would just get covered in dust and stuff, poor dog. But when we moved to Florida, we couldn't bring her with her because we were flying, so we had to give her away to a farm. And I know people are like, oh, no, I think you just put the dog down. No, my sister's friend, like, lived on a farm or whatever, so we did give Buster to them to run around on their farm and stuff. So, I mean, I don't know what happened to her after that, but I'm sure she loves it out on the farm. There was probably chickens to chase or something. I don't know. Or maybe that's a lie that I was told and she did die. Who knows? But in my world, she lived happily ever after on a farm. So we moved to Florida, and I had turtles for a while, but then we got Razor, and I love that dog. When he was a puppy, man, cutest dog in the world, but we trained him bad because we never trained him to give us the ball. So now he won't give you the ball. He loves to play fetch, and he'll bring the ball to you, but he won't let go of it. And he tries to run away if you take it from him. But then he keeps coming back because he wants you to throw it. But he won't give you the ball. I don't know. Razor isn't the smartest dog. And let's hope he doesn't hear that, because I know it would hurt his feelings. But not the smartest dog, that one. So then we moved out to Vegas. We brought Razor along with us. And we just had Razor for a long time. And then when my grandpa died, we got his little dog, which was, I'm not sure what that dog was either. I think it was like a Chihuahua Terrier mix. Really small dog, really skinny, but that dog was already like 14 years old. So he had some problems, but like one of the first nights that we had him at our house, I was being stupid, and I mean, because with Razor, I wrestle with him. I play pretty rough with Razor, but I didn't realize that Charlie was going to be any different. My grandpa's dog's name was Charlie. I'm really bad with giving the names when I describe these dogs, and then I bring them up later. I'm sorry if it's confusing. But so, I start blowing in Charlie's face, and he does not like it a bit. So he just lunges at me and bites me and, like, rips open my lip. So I have a kind of a cool scar on my lip, but I definitely learned my lesson that time. That was pretty bad, but so we had Charlie for like a year or so, maybe 2 years. I'm not really sure how long we had Charlie, but he had, I think he had some kind of a tumor or something on his foot, and eventually we just had to put him down, which is really sad, but I mean, he lived a really long time, so I mean, it was about time, it was time for him to go. But shortly after that, Shaylee bought Clover off of one of her customers, because Shaylee works in a pharmacy, so she gets pretty well acquainted with her customers. And her Dotson was having puppies, so they were going to give Shaylee the mother of the dogs, but I guess their kids were like, no, we can't give her away, because they were, you know, attached to the dog, of course. So the lady was super nice about it and said that, you know, since, I'm sorry, I'm really burpy right now, since Shaylee wasn't going to get the dog that she was promised, that she can have one of the puppies for free. So, of course, Shaylee was like, oh, that's really awesome. So she got Clover. And Clover has just always had problems. She has a weird extra toe on one of her paws and the seizure thing. And that poor little dog. That she's more like a cat than a dog, though, because she just jumps all over the place. She'll climb onto the top of the couch and run around and stuff. She's always in your face, though. If you're a new person, heck, you don't even have to be new. If you sit down near her, she'll just jump up on you and start licking you. And it gets kind of annoying, which is why I say that I don't like her. But she's a dog, you know, it's what they do. But, so yeah, I like dogs. And I'll tell you guys the turtle story on the next solo one. So just remind me. All right, guys, thanks. So let's see. Something I didn't understand that somebody did. Something somebody did that I didn't understand. I had a good one. I was thinking about it this morning at work. I had a good one. Man. Well, I'll tell you another thing I like that I just remembered. I've been wanting to tell you guys. I absolutely love it when people in real life have, like, catchphrases. Like, I mean, I have a couple of my own. Like, I'll be like, who, buddy? I don't even know why I started saying that. But at one point, I did. It just worked its way into my vernacular. And now I say, who, buddy? Like, it's hot outside. So I was like, who, buddy? It's hot. I don't know. It was in the beginning of one of the posts I did the other day. Speaking of which, hey, why don't you give us a follow on the Twitter? I am at the Nathan Perel. The podcast is at WTH_Perel. You should also like us on Facebook. I believe it's facebook.com/ What the Hell Prel? I'm not positive, but if you just search What the Hell with Nathan Prel, then you'll find the page, and go ahead and give us a like on that. And subscribe and rate and review us on iTunes. That would be fantastic. Another podcast on the network, The Yes Men. I don't know what happened with them, but I guess enough people liked them and subscribed to them on iTunes, and after their first episode, they were in the fourth slot on the new and noteworthy list of all podcasts. They have like almost 3,000 downloads already, and they've only had 2 episodes. That is insane. I mean, this is episode 5, and we've got like a steady 50 listeners, which is cool. It's a tight knit, you know, well, not a tight knit group. I don't really. People need to talk to me, guys. Tweet at me, message me on the Facebook, something. You know, I want to communicate with you guys, so go ahead and send some messages my way. But, you know, it's a small group. It's a nice, I'm cool with 50. You know, I don't have 50 friends, and I know most of my friends don't even listen to it. So that's almost 50 people that listen that I don't even know. So I mean, hey, that's better than I ever could have hoped for. But so yeah, do those things. And oh, if you think about it too, if you're gonna be going on Amazon anytime soon, go to whatthehell.popularoutcast.com. Click on the purple Amazon banner. Oh, clear your cookies first. I'm not really sure what that's for, but the Popular Outcasts say it all the time, so I'm going to say it when I'm kind of helping them out. So clear your cookies. Click on the purple Amazon banner. Shop like you normally would. And then at the end, nothing more is added onto your order, but they get a little cutback, so it, you know, it helps the whole network. And that'd be great if you guys can take care of that. I know it's kind of weird. It's a solo episode, so I'm just kind of going at it. It's strange that I just did all of the plugs and stuff like mid podcast. But there you go. So just, hey, if you listened this far, you just got all the plugs. But hey, there's still more after it, so don't quit out on me. Of course, I just said this after that, so there would. If you quit because you thought, oh, the rest of this, there's like 20 more minutes and it's all going to be plugs. Although I don't know why you would think that. You're stupid if you think that. But you can still listen, though. I mean, don't take it personally. I'm just messing with you. So let's go to things that Brooks say. Say. Things that Brooks say. Says. Things that Brooks says. I had a lot of problems with that sentence just now. Oh my goodness, I am having so many brain malfunctions today. Brooks said the stupidest thing the other day, and I cannot for the life of me think of it. But I'm sure you guys can think of your own thing and just say that Brooks said it, because he probably has at some point. He says really stupid things. You know what, I'll tell you something stupid that Brooks does. He has shoes. I think they're Chucks or something. He cut the backs of them off so that they're like slip-on sandals, but they're normal shoes. But he made them into sandals. How stupid is that? Right? Please tell me I'm not alone in thinking that that is just the stupidest thing, right? I don't know. I don't know. I have weird. I have pretty solid tastes in fashion, and by solid I mean one thing, and that is a button-up with a vest and tie. That's what I wear most of the time, and that's really the only fashion I care for. But anyway, so that's Brooks. Isn't that swell? Isn't that swell? So let's see. One bad thing that happened this week. Oh, well, I'm sure you guys have heard of it by now, but the weird network debacle, debauchery, whatever, that was pretty not. Oh, isn't that just swell? We lost a few podcasts from the network. There was a big thing, but I stayed on. I have faith that, you know, we'll come back from it. It's got to be a bit more of a professional environment. I think we got too close. We got too close together, and it was a strange environment. But I'm still friends with everybody, so it worked out okay. So that's one bad thing. And then a good thing is James is here. I'm gonna record with him maybe, you know, in the next couple of days. So he'll be on maybe the next one or two podcasts, but I haven't seen him in 5 years, so, I mean, and he's staying at my house for 10 days, and then he's gonna live at his house after that, you've heard a bit of it, but because they're renters and stuff, so they don't have their house yet, but, so he's staying with me, and it is a lot of fun. It's like, just like 5 years ago when he would stay at my house all summer. We've been playing League of Legends, which I've played for a while before, but, I started playing it. I played it a little bit. That was like a year ago. back in first season, which for people who play League, they know we're on second season, but the seasons last for like a long time. But so I started playing it, played it for a little bit, kind of stopped, and then my friend Maxwell was staying with me for a couple weeks before he got deployed. And so I played with him a lot. And then now that James is here, I've been playing with him a lot. And I'm really getting into it now. I think even after he leaves, I'm going to keep playing it. But hey, if you play League of Legends, you should friend me on there and I'll play with you sometime. My summoner name is OX Nate the Great XO. Because Nate the Great is obviously a pretty popular name, so I had to throw in some unique things in there. So add me and I'll play with you sometime. Just send me a message to say, hey, listen to the podcast. And I'll be like, yeah. And then I'm going to play with you. And then I'm probably going to lose because I'm not that good. I'm okay. I'm level 15. I really should be farther with how long I've been playing, but you know, whatevs. So, isn't that swell? James is back. That's amazing. My imaginary friend that nobody believes exists. So, I think we'll probably. I'm gonna close it up now. I'm gonna close it up. Maybe I'll get James to play guitar and I can sing you guys a song for the end of the podcast. But for right now, this is Nathan Prell signing off. I hope you guys enjoyed this solo podcast. If there's anything you guys want me to talk about or want to hear me talk to one of my friends about, if there's a friend you want to hear more with, just send me a tweet, send me a message on the Facebook, and I would be happy to oblige you. And so I'll go with my typical sign off. And since on the last episode where I was with when I was with Kyson, when there wasn't a new person to ask out, I asked out Mike Bennett. How about this time I'll ask out Jeffrey Kunkel? So Jeffrey Kunkel, would you go on a date with me? I'll let you guys know what happens with that. And oh, in case you don't know, Mike Bennett said he would go on a date with me, so that's like one out of the four times I've asked people. So, I mean, that's okay, right? All right, signing off. This is a really long goodbye. Okay, see you guys later. Goodbye. Okay, so this is James playing a song that he wrote.
Tips for you don't know just what to do. Don't so hard just to. work out the best. So till then, I'll be hopelessly depressed. I've accomplished so much in my short time. I would trade all the way for us to be right. And some more words on this song that I did quite a while ago. I don't remember them.
Yeah, kind of fell apart there at the end. Sound pretty good though.
I lost something I really care about. I want someone to help me out. I lost someone I really care about. I need someone to help me out. I lost something I really care about. I want someone to help me out. I lost someone I really care about.
Sound pretty good.